for able to sit. Let us speak with you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ola. Hello?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
It's John White.
Welcome, John White.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you see, the security aspect is what I want to talk about. The train station doctors are released. Hosting them is not really that enough. If you have a father in the family that keeps on telling you, I will make sure things are all right and you are not seeing any good effort from him, that means he's not serious with what he's doing. You know, these people, they are not affected directly, so they don't know the pain those people went through. If you're affected, you will know how painful it is. You know, I just pray God give them the will and then this day to see how we overcome this.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, John White. Hello.
Hello, Swat.
Good afternoon.
Abubakar from Babalaga. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You see, if political bluntness or being blunt will promote the image of any politician, by now Donald Trump could still be American president. He abused institutions, he abused individual, was a loggerhead with his party men, everyone. He abused culture, religion, classes in America. That is why he suddenly fell from grace. I'm a fan of Wiki. I love him because he's a man who protects the interests of people. He pursues gigantic infrastructural projects for his people. He loves his people. But you must tread subtly. You can't be sabotaging the interests of your party at the expense singular benefit. It's better he align himself with the party interests, so that they can form government next dispensation. Thank you, that's my case.
All right, thank you, Malam Abubakar. All right, it's already 1 o'clock, and
in the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities, your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's Talk at Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. It's time for us to open it up and have our open mic 1 o'clock on the dot this afternoon. Make that 101 now. So, you know how the rule goes on our open mic, right? I'll be giving you 2 minutes each for anything you want to talk about, anything and everything. We'll not restrict you to topics or to stick to what we're talking about because it's your time to be the presenter. I'll just be moderating. And I hope that, you know, as you always have been very, very nice and very compliant listeners and contributors, you do the same for me this afternoon. Please, let's not get it all heated up unnecessarily because you want to insist on saying some things that our editorial guidelines or our rule here does not permit. If you must be controversial, do so with a lot of care and a lot of responsibility. Not because you think you have a right to say anything, then you call and just say it because you have to say it or you think it's your right. Everybody has a right. So let's please respect that and be respectful in our utterances. Do not attack persons, individuals. You can attack opinions and give us your superior opinions. And please don't bring on mischievous tales here. Tales that we cannot verify, lies that you concocted are not also allowed. Okay, so let's go on with the open mic, shall we? 2 minutes is what each and every one of you will be having, and try and make your points within that time so that other people equally have a chance. Thank you so much for always adhering to the rules. It's time for open mic right here on Sunnyside. Let's start with this caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Osita. I'm calling from Suruada.
All right. Osita, your time starts now.
Okay. First of all, let me talk about the president is talking about the abducted Kaduna Abuja band train, or Abuja Kaduna band train. They say that they don't want to secure casualties. But how they do this in other lines? Okay? They are how they, with drones, you can get into there and pick out the people that the abducted people here and separate them from the other, neutralize them and get all those people ready. And beyond meeting them, what are the modalities they have put in place to make sure that something like that doesn't happen again? Or are they just going to cross their hands and wait until it happens again and they begin to say sorry that? Or are they going to go ahead and stop train services? If it happens on this road, they stop transportation on that road. If it happened here, is that how we are going to keep on growing as a nation? Yeah, I think the government should map out the plans on how to stop it and not always fire brigade approach or playing the all street, hiding your body and thinking that your head and thinking that no one can see you. So I think they should map out the better plans to see that all this doesn't happen again. That's my take.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. You're welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
My name is Alazi.
All right, go ahead.
Open mic, right?
Yes.
I want to start by saying, where is Leah Sharibu? Is it because Leah Sharibu wasn't a governor daughter or minister of Federal Republic of Nigeria? Where are the bringing Yahweh in jail? Is it because they are nobody children? That is why it's like they have kept quiet. And the remaining two girls, that one apart. I want to talk about Wike, the way Wike is carrying this thing. I don't understand. It's like Wike is still having the grudges of what happened to Jonathan that time. Because I think Jonathan lost that election, he has never associated with PDP anymore. And as soon as this, as Wike lost for the primary, you can see what he's doing. Now, I remember that day, he said, even if he lost, he has no clothing here, you know, he is going to cooperate, he's going to, but why is he taking his political party to court? He said he has no problem. And now, yes, we know what he's doing, he's inviting opposition, and who says there's nothing wrong with that. But in that case of taking the party to court, I don't think he's in good position. And I want to add, there are people who can do to mellow down, most especially the people attacking Wike. To calm down, we can stand for that party. Even when people ran away, even when I lost for the election, he went to Dubai, we can remain there, and he was using his resources for the party. I think they need to come in agreement, to cooperate. They need to settle this hullabaloo that is going among them. And I believe maybe they will get to know, and they will understand, and things will get better. Thank you, and I want to appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
It's John White.
John White.
Yes.
You've not called on open mic?
No, I have not. All I think right. I was among the last three callers before the open mic.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yes. Ma is still on the security as well, again. You know, if you remember really, I told you I was directly affected on the issue of security.
Hmm.
So, we've buried our loved one. buried my uncle, my cousin, and then my in-law. So, but the attack that happened, SWAT, it happened on Sunday, June 12th. These guys came around 7 minutes after. Sorry, 20 minutes after 7. That is in the morning, on Sunday morning. And they were there for more than 4 hours. Nobody came to our rescue. As I speak to you, they don't have village again. My parents, we don't have any village in that village now. No house standing at all. Everything brought down. You know, so when such attack takes place, I thought maybe if the government would be that proactive, chance of maybe repelling them and all that, they were there. You call them, they will tell you, I call my mom's line, they say they've killed her. I call my sister's line, they say they've killed her.
Your sister?
Yes.
Oh, God. And your mom?
My mom and my sister narrowly escaped, so they ran, leaving their phones behind, you know?
Okay.
So it's just my uncle, my cousin, and then my in-law that was killed. So as I speak, you see this, you call the same line. They are speaking, and they are still speaking the same dialect.
That's the terrorist? Or
yes.
So have they been able to rescue your uncle?
No, they've killed him.
Oh. Sorry about
they've
that.
They've killed his son.
Okay, John White, I'm so sorry about that. Honestly, I really am sorry about to hear this kind of sad tales, especially that you're affected directly. So sorry about that. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Swan.
Good afternoon.
This is Amen, Amen.
Amen, Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So what do you want to talk about?
This issue of party structure emanating from a different angle that some political party have no structure. It will shock you the way the movement is spreading, even down to where I come from. Far away in Kogi State, Lamabo local government. I happened to travel home last 3 days. But the way the news is spreading, the way the movement is spreading, this time around 2023, it's going to be a real change, not speaking, that brought Nigeria to the place we are. And I believe it will be done by the grace.
Okay.
Some people say that, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Some people, there are some insinuation that if a particular political party win election, he will be impeached, this and that. Some people forget that we are in Nigeria, whereby somebody will win election and the next in after inauguration, the
All
entire
right.
house
begin to round up.
Will begin to... you know, swap to that particular political party.
Thank you. Your time is up.
It's okay. Thank you.
I appreciate. Hello. Okay, where are the ladies now? Where are the ladies? We want to have you call in. Please use the WhatsApp. Use the WhatsApp platform and call in. Let me read some messages. This one said, good afternoon, Swan. Please, can you inform Selassie and others that Wike has denied the allegation that he removed PDP flag from his office and he has also denied it, taking PDP and Atiku to court? Okay, I'm sure they heard that earlier on, right? Adadira, my open mic is on the song Femidi devotes to our gallant soldiers dead and alive on Nigeria Info Radio on his morning show. I wish to suggest that in keeping with our rich Nigerian and African culture, similar songs should be played in Nigeria Info Radio for the innocent Nigerians who have been killed by preventable banditry, terrorism, kidnapping, and the likes in the country. As someone who hails from Ibo Land, where in the past, traditionally and religiously, killing of any kind except during wars was abhorred and outlawed. My heart bleeds whenever I hear of waste of precious and sacred human lives in our country. It bothers me that this orgy of human life wastage is not going down after so many years now. It's my prayer that the federal government should tackle the problems of insecurity in Nigeria from their roots so as to win the battle permanently. There's no way we can win the battle when the socioeconomic, political, legal, religious, etc. institutions that gave birth to insecurity in the country are still intact. The federal government should do the needful, says Comrade Ifodu. My name is Patrick from Wuse 2. The government is ruling out military action for rescue of the train kidnapped victims. This is shocking and shameful. Remember that the U.S. used military action in Nigeria when their citizens were kidnapped in this same country. Is the government telling us that it is inept? This is sad. Adeni Elisha said it will have been awesome if Wike is sincerely fighting for Southern presidency. But to me, his action is mischievous because he wanted it for himself instead of rooting for Southeastern candidate. Why is he talking about fairness and he wasn't fair to Southeast? My name is Eze Zeribe from Dede. Please, is Fema still working in this country, especially in Abuja from Zuba by corner going down towards under the bridge? Zuba, the road is too bad and we, the motorists, are really suffering. Please help us and reach out to anyone that can do the needful on the road, please. Okay, this comes in from Isa Ibwari. Isa said, Mr. Wike is being pretensive. If him hand no day, whose hands? I'm sure it's not yours, dear Swat. We should talk about our progress as a nation and forget politicians. Okay, or political selfishism. That's what you call it. Thank you, Isa Ibwari. Charles from Kubwa sent this earlier. He said, good afternoon, Swat, my fellow listeners, please. I don't understand why the concentration in this train victims, where there are so many other captives earlier abducted. Have we forgotten about the school children? Are they not in the same bush? Charles in Kubwa sends that. Then Chilezie from Jabi said, Sister Swat, true, I feel Mr. Wike's anger. Somebody that stood for PDP when others defected and the defected people came back to enjoy the good things of the party. Wike is fighting a just fight, but it's unfortunate our southern governors are not supporting him. But I advise Wike not to do pass himself. The awareness so far is okay for PDP to know that the South, that have been the loyal part of the PDP for years now, are being marginalized. Okay, that's Chilezi. Okay, Swat, life is beautiful, happiness is free, so enjoy yourself with reckless abandon without hesitation, because wahala no dey finish, Biko. Happy International Youth Day, and Juma Mubarak Adebayo from Bari. Thank you, Adebayo. Okay, this is for Praise and Odiri. I wonder what's doing on my show. Swat Wanyoma, Weekend at G. Has he kept PDP restless? Oh, he has kept PDP restless, says Destiny Anthony. We see that a lot. Good day, Swat and money back from Gwagalada. On the Wike issue, he should know that politics is a game of wisdom and strategy. Atiku lobbied Tambwal to step down for him. Why didn't he lobby the other candidates to pave way for him to enlarge or emerge as the candidate? I feel he's becoming unbearable. And then Ununa from Lugwe said, good afternoon, Swat. There is no sincerity in the words of the president because no single attempt has been made in all kidnap cases. But this same excuse of avoiding tragedy. Please, if you don't know how to do something, won't you ask those that know to teach you? If you are sincere in solving the problem and your question as not to see these monsters perpetrate another of this, my sister, is it when they know that nobody will do anything? There was okay. Oh, now the last part is not clear, sorry. Nduka from LifeCam said, Swat Kasad here, with every sense of responsibility, I can tell you this administration greatly suffers from a whole lot that is not good, especially when it matters most. The so-called hosting of the relatives of the hostages is a publicity stunt, just propaganda, says Nduka. Chris from Kubwa said, good afternoon, What Wike is doing is anti-party activity. He should remind himself of the pledge he made before the primaries. Even now, he's commissioning projects with the ruling APC. Chris from Kubwa. It's all over. I think since day before yesterday or so. I remember he said he was going to launch a week long project launching, right? And we've seen him doing that back to back and back. I think today he's commissioning the River State House of Assembly quarters or so. Anyways, moving on. Topa, I see your message here. You said, is politics in Nigeria do or die? This suing of PDP or the denial of the lawsuit by Wike will not change the electioneering process. Other political parties are on ground outside these two big wigs. Also, I just want an end to insecurity and people abducted and rescued. We hope and pray for a peaceful transition in 2023 and a gradual restoration of Nigeria in all fronts. Say, stop it. Okay, five more messages and I'm back to the lines. Greetings, so SWAT. Nigeria will be better again. With the power of our PVCs, please get involved in the electoral process. I beg you, all Nigerians. Patrick Iko said, please house Debbie. My regards to her. Debbie is fine. Patrick should be back on for her weekend show. Indeed, Wike has never supported Atiku's presidential quest, so nobody should be surprised with Wike's banters. He's driving a personal agenda. If not, why didn't he support the PO? That's Peter Obi, but allowed him to lead the party. KD Omawe, thank you so much. Neme Nasokoro said, for the umpteenth time, Wike is fighting for his selfish interests and let no one come on air to tell us he's fighting for the turn of Southern presidency under PDP. When we all know it's the turn of the Southeast, but he worked against it for his own selfish interests. Let's not be deceived or disillusioned. Don't expect an improvement in the endemic insecurity we're experiencing in this country as long as the present government in power at the present government is in power, because you can't kill what you gave. Okay. Wow. If you know this, you know peace. Finally, Swan, my sister Adegi, they pronounce our violence well. All right, Neme, thank you so much. Okay, two more and I'm back. Israel said, good afternoon, Swan. People should understand that Governor Wike is fighting not only for the southern Nigeria that is supposed to produce the next president, but for the good of the Nigerian state. The north have reading of this country for long, and that's why the power rotation formula is being forgotten, which is not good for Nigeria. However, I urge him to please withdraw the lawsuit, because the absence of Atiku in the 2023 presidential election could be an advantage for Tinubu. And those who say Wike will lose should have a rethink that PDP stands to lose more because he's not alone in his camp, says Israel. Right. Thank you, Israel. Sam from Kagini said the presidency should return to the south. That is the main reason why Wike and Atiku are having problem. My take on this is that all the south should support Obi now. He said southeast has been clamoring for power shift. Now the power is at their doorstep. Mahi, Namani, Soludo and Co should know that this is the best time for them to have the presidency. If they fail this time, mark my words, in the next 50 years, Southeast will never have this golden opportunity again. Obi all the way. That's what Sam in Kagini said. All right, I'll pause with the messages and then we'll continue with our phone lines and WhatsApp calls. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Swat.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is the first caller. My name is Friday.
Friday, welcome.
Thank you. I've been listening to your program.
Oh, wow. Thank you,
so
Friday.
I'm to call. It's okay. Thank you very much. You know, see, there is one thing I want people to know. Nigeria, we have been praying to God to give us a better leader. Understand? If something is happening, APC or PDP like this, that is how God wants it to be. Our prayer is that let God help us and produce good leaders for us. Happy weekend. Bye-bye. Thank you very
All
much.
All right. Friday on a Friday. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name remains Mr. B, a.k.a. Basolo.
Welcome.
From Karo local government near Abuja.
All right. Welcome.
My open mic is on Governor Ebufai's letter to Buhari in Abuja. He said the terrorists in Kaduna State have already formed a barrier government in the state. And as a chief security officer of the state, how do these terrorists came into Kaduna and take to the extent of trying to form a federal government? Is it the same terrorist that Erubai himself clearly said without mention of words that he paid them some good amount of money so that they would stop killing people in Kaduna? Kaduna, as the chief security officer of the state, you saw some people came and killed your people you're supposed to protect their lives. And you said with your mouth, you went and settled them, you gave them money. You did not arrest them. You did not brought them to book. You did not do any justice to them. And today you are trying to tell us that you don't know them. What are you doing as the chief security officer of the state? If you know that the Supreme Government has been set in your place, what action are you supposed to take? Is it for you to write a letter to send to a president or to Nigerians? One Nigerian to clap hand for you that we have done a good job. Thank God that I have a governor like Samuel Oduma of Benue State. A state governor should know what to do to protect and help his people in every circumstance. If every criminal or terrorist coming to terrorize you, as the chief security of the state, it should be duty to put everything in place to make sure that you secure the lives and the property of the people, because that was the oath you took before you came into office. But I don't look at it in another way. It should not be a way of putting fear in the mind of Nigerians, because if terrorists are not taking some part of state in Nigeria, automatically it's giving us a message that soon they will take over Abuja.
All right, thank
and
you.
That will never happen.
Your time is up.
We are, it's okay, let me just obediently remain useful with my minutes.
All right.
Thank you.
Remain obediently useful with your minutes. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Abubakar, I'm calling for your one.
Okay, Abubakar, go ahead.
Yes, on the youth security and my open mic, both especially what is happening in Kaduna State. The governor, I think Kaduna State, all the United States, states and other states, the Kaduna is the center. They have a reward house. Whatever the meeting they want to have, they will come an emergency meeting. They will hold it in a reward house. Why Elofa cannot send the emergency meeting for what is happening, most especially in Kaduna there? And we have Nigeria Defense Academy, Agriculture in Zaria, CNNF in Zaria, Air Force Base in Kaduna there, Daiko in Kakuri. So many military districts in Kaduna there. Why Elofa, they cannot set up security agency to capture security in Kaduna State. I think Nigeria should ask questions. He said, those people in Nigeria that they are killing people, kidnapping people, I think God will reveal their secret.
All right. Hello, Abubakar?
Yes. What, anyone?
We have to take a commercial now. We have to take a commercial now.
Thank you very much.
All right, Abubakar.
Wait, Tinu, that voice sounds like Kemi's voice now.
Of course it is. Kemi is now a radio host. I listen to her every day and her programs are quite interesting.
How come? Is it not the same Kemi that hangs out with us in the...
She's no longer in your league. Me too, I'll upgrade and become a filmmaker.
Ha, what is going on now? Your guests are not my friends, though. Now they tell me things. Waiting the soft now.
Oh yeah, listen to Waiting the Soft. Now you Kemi, they talk so.
Now you can learn new skills in the creative and cultural industries on Wazobia Academy, an innovative, accessible and professional online training platform for individuals with keen interest in audiovisuals and media professions. You can now become a professional in the music industry in series writing, filmmaking, fashion, or an on-air personality like me. Simply log on to www.wazobia.academy or download the Wazobia Academy app from the Google Play Stores or iOS to see more details of online courses and registration. Wazobia Academy. Learn and lead.
Thank you so much for staying here. It's 1:27. We have been on open mic right here on 95.1 Nigeria Info, your Let's Talk station. Let's talk, shall we? Open mic is an avenue for you to talk about all the things that you haven't talked about. You probably have had it at the back of your mind all week. You didn't get the chance to contribute when it was on, or you have some of your own issues you want to raise this afternoon. Well, you will not be stopped from bringing them on. The only time you'll be stopped is when you get overboard and start saying some things that are not allowed, like hateful speech, insulting somebody, attacking people, and all of that. That becomes an issue with us. And I'm sure you know also it's an issue as an adult. So please, let's just do right and stick to the very lovely conversation we've been having this afternoon. It's been interesting so far. Thank you so much for all the contribution. The messages are so many this afternoon. So I'll be switching in between, taking the messages, coming back to the phone lines and all of that so that we don't miss out on any. Let's go back to the phone line. Hello? 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 Wow. Hello?
Hello,
good afternoon.
Comrade Abubakar calling from Guadalajara.
All right, comrade, good to hear from you.
Thank you. You know, the only ultimate measure about the Nigeria politicians, to my understanding, is to pray for only God to change their mindset. Because the problem we are facing in the country today, as a result of an individual thereof, because of you have a position as a senator or governor or any other position, you say you are fighting for your people. And when they get to a position at the end of the day, the whole thing they are doing is for their personal interest. And if someone thereof that is fighting for a region where a president will come from or a vice president will come from, believe me, Nigerian politicians are the same. If they have something to do in a way that they can be able to move this nation forward, let them do what they're supposed to do and bring their private jets out all for Nigeria to use it and fight the security that is facing everybody in the country today. Nobody is sleeping and have their eyes closed, but they are still making noise on the radio and television because they have the opportunity of doing so and carry political issues surrounding everywhere without them even having a sympathy of other Nigerians in their mind.
No,
it's not fair.
Okay.
A lot of money is going to be spent in coming campaign now. But no one is ready to spend any time to buy a motorcycle or a vehicle or whatever that can be able to use as a surveillance vehicle.
All right, Abubakar.
Thank
you, comrade.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate. Let's move on. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Swat.
Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Abel.
Abel, please, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about the road actually in from Bauchi to Gombe. It's an open mic, right?
Yes.
Good. From Bauchi.
Hello, Abel.
I left Bauchi yesterday to Abuja. The road was in a bad condition. The last time I was for this last traveling was about 7 or 8 years ago. In short, the road was good. I don't know what happened. Is it because there is APC governor now? I understand it's a federal road actually, but there should be understanding between Bauchi and Gombe how they can do the road so that everybody will be fine. That is just what I want to talk about.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think Nigerian roads are just in a state. Everywhere you turn is one story of woe for drivers and commuters or the other. We need a state of emergency just like with every other sector in Nigeria, you know. So that's it. Let's take on this caller. Hello.
Hello, Swat.
Good afternoon.
Abubakar from Gwagwalede.
Welcome.
My take is on the clear soldier who are committed to murder at. May God comfort their bereaved families. It's high time those in military, security, most especially the hierarchy, to come together to map out a strategy of bringing the end to this insurgency, to the banditry. It is eating deep into our security as a torturer. Rank and file of the military, of all security agencies, are gradually falling. There are a lot of sorrow in military families, among all security arms. People are dying every day. When you go to any barrack, you see obituary pasted on their media section. So it's uncalled for. Then lastly, the Attorney General Malemi said federal government will not interfere with the Korematsu case. This is not a sign of injustice. We have to come to the rescue of any Nigerian in distress. Korematsu is a distinguished lawmaker, a true Nigerian. What happened to him was due to the mischievous organ donor who later put him in trouble. We have the case of a lady who, I think she is from Kano or Jagawa, who, when she went to pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia, and innocently, with her knowledge, somebody planted drug on her. She happened to be on death row, and federal government waited in, and through diplomatic solution, she was later released. So let alone that lady, what about in Korematsu?
All right.
There should be a diplomatic way out.
Thank you.
Thank you, that's my tip.
All right. Right on time, Abukari. I'll take two more calls and we'll read some messages. Hello?
Hello, Swan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, this is Stanley.
Stanley, welcome.
Now, talking about Anik and the going on the CBC, I want to say UK has tried for the CBC. That's right. They call him then the last man standing, himself and the fire chief of the state. Now, if those people that ran away and abandoned CBC at that time and formed and pulled out five governors on the CBC, if I say to Rotimi Amechi, Adamawa Iyako, and Abdul Fattah Ahmed, Farah and Sokoto State Governor, Tambowa, then, and Wada, and what is his name, Kano State, then Kano State Governor, Pankwato, and ran away and moved to APC. Some of them now, almost all of them now, they have come back to PDC. Why should they be, push away with it? But we can use the Ukraine and realize and know that for you to win, capture political power, you need the number. You understand me?
Mm.
So you have to beg him, appeal to him to withdraw the case. Maybe he is denying. I learned, of course, that he has pulled down the PDP flag in the state. I don't know. It's not being confirmed, actually.
He denied it, though, so.
Aha. Uh-huh. So they have to beg him.
All right. Thank you so much. Your time is up. All right. Like I said, two more calls will come to the messages. Time for us to pay attention to the messages that have been piling up. So let's see how we can knock them off. Good afternoon, Swad, the Vocal Majesty. My open mic today are as follows. Monday from Masaka, he said, I read from the news that a Catholic bishop in Katsina State rejected 25 million naira donation from Governor Ben Ayade of River State during the Thanksgiving Mass. After acknowledging the amount donated by the governor, he told him to give the money to the unpaid salaries. Secondly, in another news, I read that 31 million naira was stolen from the government house in Katsina State. Lastly, my question is to the government. Doesn't mean the government cannot, but now find a way to silence these bandits and their evil works. Lives are going on daily basis, Swat. May God help us. God bless you, Swat and Nigerian Info. Things are really happening in this country. Thank you, Mas. Monday, Masaka. I want to remain anonymous. Please, I went through my wife's phone this morning and discovered she has been sex chatting a guy in Italy. I've changed euros several times for her, which she claimed belongs to the colleague, and I suspect the man is the one sending it. I've confronted her and she says she's just doing it to get money from him. Please, I'm heartbroken. What should I do at this point? I love my wife. All right, I don't know what to say about this. You need to have a heart-to-heart talk and tell her to stop this and how it's affecting you. It's totally wrong for a woman to leave her home and collecting something from, what do you need money from a man? That's wrong. So please, you need to have that talk with her, and she needs to stop. she has to stop immediately, right? Because that's sort of saying you're not providing for her what? And even if there isn't money, people should join yourselves together as a force to work for the money and get it, not through dubious means. She's sending a very wrong signal, and that's wrong. All right, good morning, Swad, or good afternoon, Swad. Here's my open mic. Why are they always accusing LPs, Peter Obi supporters, as the one responsible for spreading fake news about APC candidate? Are there no other political parties? APC, Labour Party, PDP, Labour Party. I've seen many APC fake social media accounts. Haba, leave us alone, BJ from Guarimpa said. Ah, the ladies are present, listening on a cool dial. Rejoice from Guarimpa. If we should call, Rejoice, please. We don't want you to listen. Just call. Right? Thank you so much. Virgil from Aso Drive said, hope Buhari personally visited and commiserated with released victims in their respective houses. I'm not asking them to be brought before him to Aso Rock like he once did to Benue people when they were bereaved a few years ago. Secondly, I don't want Wike to withdraw or deny any lawsuit against Atiku Tambuwal and PDP. We in the third force want more than court cases. We pray for crisis and conflicts in the camps of the two self-acclaimed big parties so our liberation can be smooth and easy. Lastly, my greeting goes to Mary from Gwagwalada. I cherish her brilliant insight and contribution. I look forward to hearing from her, says Virtue. Thank you, Virtue. What's your name now? Anyway, he said this message is from Galadima in Gishiri. Okay, Galadima in Gishiri said, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Bandits came into Gishiri village yesterday. For your information, Gishiri is in the heart of the city. I'm calling on security agency to come out to our rescue before it escalates. Where is Gishiri? Please help me. Where is Gishiri exactly? Where is the location of Gishiri? I don't know. Help us know where that is, or help me understand where that is. Right, because you said it's in the heart of town, and I really don't have an idea where that is, though. So if you know, please just let's understand. Sharon from Lugbe said, now all politicians have come with money and assurance of job well done. If not, they will now see shishi vote, except from the highest bidder. Sharif, are you serious? Let's move on to the next message. After the 2023 election, Wike will not say anything again. The River State governor is playing what we call casino politics. Political science, says Yomi Ingariki. Thank you, Yomi. Auntie Swad, please remind our listeners of the ongoing curfew at New Karu by 10 p.m. KZ. I should remind them. I'm sure they know, right? Thank you, KZ. This one said, Obedient Emmanuel, I'm really surprised for a country where the citizens aren't safe because of insecurity and so-called legislators are on break. Imagine leaders without sacrifice and they're calling themselves lawmakers. That's what you're saying. Donald from Saburi in Two Estate, or Saburi Two Estate, said, good afternoon, Swat. Anytime power wants to go to the east or south, they want to cause division among ourselves. Let those that have knowledge on how to move the people to another stage of their life run this country. Wike is on track, the only vocal and outspoken politician from the south, says Donald. Tinubu started it on Obi when he said Obi will labor in vain. He should be ready to take the backlash. Goliath is afraid of David, says Peter from Gwas. Well, this one says, my open mic is on Nimsi. I had to pay 15K to correct a mistake that was made on my daughter's date of birth during her registration. I feel the amount is too much. How many Nigerians can afford to pay that much? And the process was very harrowing. Please, the amount should be reviewed downward and the process should be made simpler. Thank you. I'd like to remain anonymous. Thank you so much. What goes around comes around. Kaduna governor is in the news. When you see evil and pretend that it will not harm you because you have security apparatus, just remember that it's a matter of dead time before the tide will change. I feel something must be done to wipe out this terrorist. Nigeria needs a change. We need a complete set of people who will have the will to take power control of the situation. And these are the people who are patriotic and are less corrupt. APC and PDP are the same people. God help Nigeria, says Hygienist. Well, Opata in Central Area says, if everything has become politics, including betrayal, then Wike wants to give them a good dose of it. Morally, justice and fair morality, justice and fairness should guide our behavior for peace and progress to reign. Excuse me, is it the presidential candidate who claims to be the unifier that is dividing his party to rule it? Is that what he'll do to unify the country as he claims? Is it another lie, or is it a unifier now measured by the quantum of wives? Marrying plenty of women from different tribes, now a yardstick for that matter. God save Nigeria. Also, some words for those who say Obi will be impeached because he won't have the numerical strength in the legislature. This is ridiculous and clever by half. Let him win first. Let's see who is going to try that on him, if he's living up to expectation. Besides, the reason he doesn't consider other variables such as defection and even outright victory of LP candidates in the parliament, going by their party's indisputable popularity. I know Nigerians by the party they support, frankly. All right, that's your message, Ukwata. Huh. Okay. So many messages. I don't know how and what I will do with all of them. But let me try my best. According to OBJ, if Nigerians make a mistake come 2023, it will be a disaster for the country. Yes, it's quite true, but I'm convinced that Nigerians will vote wisely coming next year. Next year's election to choose their president. But the fact is, will INEC and the cabal allow Nigerians choose to see the light of day? Nigerians' choice, I guess that's what you mean. My brother bet me they will turn it upside down. Mark my words, it's still going to be from fire to frying pan. UD in Suleja, we pray not. Okay. Peter from LifeCamp said, Swan, my own open mic is to thank President Muhammadu Buhari for making us Nigerian citizens who never taken or shown any interest in who becomes the president of this country to now wake up and remain determined to take back our country and see bad leaders out of every public office in this country come 2022. That's Peter's own message. Mr. Godwin, haven't you sent a message already? I think you've already sent this one. So please, if you have sent a message, just send it once and that's all, so that we'll avoid repetition of messages that just keep coming. And meanwhile, some people haven't even sent one. Some people keep sending and sending and sending. Please just restrict it to one message per time, okay? Good afternoon, Almighty. What? I'm not Almighty, oh. All thanks to God for the release of some of the trained abductees and also for the conflict in the APT and PDP. Stay safe, says Olisa in Lugbe. Thank you. And also from Gwarimpa on Kaduna Security SWAT, Elrufai is just playing with people's intelligence. He knows what he's doing. It's a cover-up tactic. That's what Anaso postulates. Okoliabo Adolfo said, good day, Barrister Swat. On open mic today, a popular speaker once said that each elected period globally offers the electorates a blank check to get the best of governance. In most African nations, most of the electorates will rather go for tuk-tuk cars made in India with their checks rather than Mercedes-Benz from Germany. My candid advice to all electorates in Nigeria is to use their checks to purchase a Benz. Okay. Hi, Triple B. SWAT. Let us all remember that in democracy that the minority will have their say no matter how pungent, but the majority will have their way from the government. The minority will soon learn there's something called structure. Peace in Nigeria, says Banky. Katie on my way said, I want to ask, what is the outcome of the president's 2 weeks ultimatum to the education minister about ASUU? It's now crystal clear that nobody respects the president's directive. As for PDP and Wike, I think Wike has taken the matter further than necessary. He should remember that he has been having his way all round. He brought in Madu Sharif. Madu Sharif brought Secondus, brought IU almost unchallenged. Wike is not fighting anything for sound. Why did he not support Peter Obi to clinch the ticket? Wike's true color is being revealed, and I'm personally disappointed. One person cannot be bigger than the village. Right, five more messages and we'll be back to the phone lines in no time. Idako 5015, he said Gishiri is opposite. Okay, Gishiri is opposite Nikon Junction. Thank you so much, Idako. Appreciate that. Okay, thank you. I see you guys. Funky, thank you so much. Opposite Nikon Junction, way to Maitama. All right. So someone is saying that the bandits came into Gishiri yesterday. All right, so I hope this information is being taken note by the security operatives and that something will be done. I mean, if Gishiri, that is just close to Nikon here on the way to Maitama, can, if that story is verified to be true, then it tells you that something is fundamentally wrong somewhere, right? So please, that should be checked. Thank you so much for all of you who gave me the direction of Gishiri. I had almost 10 responses all at once. Ike from Gwerinpa, thank you so much. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate. David Olurunke, appreciate. Thank you so much. Israel, thank you so much. Appreciate. And Lookman from Asoko, I see your message also trying to let me in on Gishiri. too many responses. Okay, let's move on to other messages here. Let's see, this one says, good afternoon, Swat. Gishiri is in Maitama opposite Nikon Junction from Zion. Thank you. Donatus, I see your message. Thank you. All is on Gishiri. Thank you. All right. So that's it. Let me come back to the phone lines. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon once again.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Ola from Dubai.
Okay, Ola.
Yeah, is it fact? I just clapped when you read the message. The pastor was saying Ricky has been able to offset the PDP. I laughed quietly. You know, nobody got it. PDP is bigger than Ricky. And that's just the truth. You know, I don't want to be too much defeated in talking about the wiki, honestly, but it's because of the responses that are coming from people and, you know. But let me quickly go to the issue of security and what then the governor of Kaduna State said. You see, I also read, and I also listened to one of the messages you read, about somebody saying, when good people say evil things happening, and they just keep quiet. Well, if the same thing happens to them, then they should not blame God, they should not blame anybody for it. You know, some of us are called and, you know, talk about the conscience, but I think they are comfortable or what. You know, we're just trying to ask ourselves and say that at least we have the same society. Why am I saying this? When Jonathan was in government, we all knew what the same, and everybody said, about security. Everything is there, the records are there, you know. How they lambasted the government, I called the government all sort of names, all the person all sort of names that they were not able to tackle security. So they look at what's happening. Well, whether he's playing a script or not, because then I won't have my own, just like what somebody said also, that maybe the man is not playing the script, might not be playing the script. But whether he's playing the script or saying the truth, the fact is that, you know, if you came into government and told us that you're going to do things differently from what we had in the past, and it means what you did to us was what I can call them political 419. That means two people lie to us that they are coming to government to redress things. Well, I don't let me allow other people to talk, but the fact is that I have been glaring now that APC, you know, just tricks Nigerians
all right. Coming to government. Thank you very much. Okay. Hello.
Welcome, Majesty.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you can add it.
Welcome.
Yeah, my take is on whichever is a PDP. You see, that is a typical Nigerian politician for you. It is all about their interest all the time. Forget about what many of them are saying, that they have people at heart. If they have Nigerians at heart, our local government and state and federal will not be the way it is now. And you see, the what baffles me most is about the Nigerians that are always queued behind them when they show that they are the only concern about themselves. The election is about, it has already taken place and it has gone. But typical Nigerian politicians always believe that whatever happens, they must always find another reason to say that they have not agreed with whatever happened. And then it is masses that they suffer at the end of the day. What is baffling me now is that we have many choices left, which I believe that Nigerians should do something about, from the grassroots to the top. If Nigeria really wants to take Nigeria back to themselves, you don't talk about federal alone. You start from the grassroots to the
all
top.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jibinali. Thank you. Your time is up. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes?
This is open mic, Abby.
I thought you called an open mic already.
No, I called before 11.
Oh, okay, then. Go ahead.
It was before 11.
All right.
And I talked on security. Yeah. I'm Paris Hassan. I greet all the callers. Alisa as well. I want to talk on ASU. You know, this has been a lingering issue, a red zone issue, and it has done a lot of damage to our education and to the growth of our youth. But what I'm recommending here is a long-term intelligent solution to the dicey situation. I want to recommend a measure of self-funding by all public universities. My take is that I've been saying this, I need to repeat it, that if universities normally produce world-renowned accountants, bankers, they should also be able to engage business that use profit with it to secure their needs. Apart from endowment, many American public universities make money from investment and business activities all over the world. It does not mean the federal government will completely hands off funding on investment. What often is a public-private partnership partnership that we see investors augmenting, supplementing the expenditure of government. The investors should be given grants, loans, and allowed to stabilize for 1 or 2 years before they begin to make contributions towards their, you know, day-to-day survival and sustenance. I believe this is a very viable solution, and we should go for it. I don't mind anybody can take ownership of it. I mean, among the public officer or invite such law, so that
right.
we can move forward. Thank you for that. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you too. Thank you so much. Yes, this is the last lap of the open mic. We'll take this quick commercial. When we come back, we will round off on the open mic and move on to our Sunny conversation. Stay with me.
Must not play politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on the Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Nigeria.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
All right, the last lap of this open mic is 1:57. Thank you for staying here. The quick messages that have come.